Germany and Berlin during the Cold War. At the end of the Second World War, Germany was divided into four occupied zones, each under the control of one of the winning nations, Great Britain, France, and the United States in the west, and the Soviet Union in the east. Berlin, the old capital of the German Reich, was an anomaly because it was also divided into four parts, even though it was entirely situated inside the Soviet-occupied zone. Western Germany was aided by the American Marshall Plan, with the intention to take full possession of the city. The Soviets, in June 1948, cut off land communication between West Berlin and West Germany. The Western powers organized a gigantic airlift to take provisions to the city, which was able to resist until when the Berlin blockade ended in May 1949. In the same year, the three Western zones were unified to create the Federal Republic of Germany, with the city of Bonn as its capital. Meanwhile, in the Eastern zone, the Democratic Republic of Germany was founded, with Berlin as its capital. Tensions between the two parts grew to a breaking point in 1961. Over the previous years, about 2.5 million Eastern Germans had fled from East to West Germany, where they were able to find better living and working conditions, in order to prevent further massive migrations and to isolate West Berlin from the rest of Germany. The East German government decided to build a wall. Its construction began during the night between the 12th and the 13th of August 1961. The images of barbed wire at the top of the wall and guards on watchtowers became a symbol of the communist oppression. During a visit to West Berlin in June 1963, the American president, John Kennedy, made a famous speech in which he proudly affirmed in German, "Ich bin ein Berliner. I am a Berliner." Kennedy described West Berlin as an island of freedom in a world of oppression and defined the war as an offense against humanity.